Amistad and Harper Audio present Historically Black Colleges and Universities Guide to Excellence by William R. Harvey. Read by Leon Nixon. This book is dedicated to the great leaders of HBCUs throughout history. A few of the giants I was fortunate to know and interact with personally were Dr. Janetta B. Cole, Spelman College, Dr. Norman C. Francis, Xavier University, Dr. Luther H. Foster, Tuskegee University, Dr. Arthur D. Gray, Talladega College, Dr. Martin D. Jenkins, Morgan State University, and Dr. Benjamin E. Mays, Morehouse College. These individuals and others were educators, humanitarians, ministers, civil rights activists, businessmen and women, and philanthropists who took courageous stands for desegregation and the rights of African Americans. I marvel at how diligently they worked toward excellence without compromising their principles. I salute them with this dedication. These individuals helped establish the firm foundation and strong legacy of the HBCU community. Introduction. The Inheritance. After more than 50 years of experience working in leadership at historically Black colleges and universities, HBCUs, I have learned a great many things about what makes our institutions so incredible and unique. Our schools are not only homes for education, but they are an inheritance of our people. I consider historically Black colleges and universities to be the birthright of Black people everywhere. While HBCUs offer exceptional education to people from all walks of life, they are the homes of our nation's Black history. It is impossible to tell the story of American history without including the history of historically Black colleges and universities. It is likewise impossible to understate how powerful these schools are and what they mean for our culture and our future. My belief in this fact is what has driven me to work diligently and earnestly over 4 decades at Hampton University. I can only pray that my work honors the legacy of this prestigious institution that we affectionately call our home by the sea. Attending an HBCU is like learning that your long-lost ancestor has passed on and left you a huge inheritance. Then you learn that your uncle is Frederick Douglass, or Booker T. Washington, or W.E.B. Du Bois, or that your aunt is Toni Morrison, or Barbara Jordan, or Katherine Johnson. These are only a handful of the names to be cited among a panoply of great figures in our history who were shaped and trained at historically Black institutions. HBCUs were founded to meet an important need. There were generations of Blacks denied an education during slavery. These individuals did not have an opportunity to receive any formal learning, much less the privilege of attending an HBCU. When HBCUs were founded in the 1800s, former slaves were some of their biggest supporters because they understood the importance of an education. One such supporter was abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who taught himself to read and write. Known for his writings and oratory skills, Douglass traveled the country and the world as an abolitionist, advocating for the freedom of slaves. After the Civil War, which led to the slaves being freed, Douglass continued to speak about the future of the freed slaves. Some of these speeches were given on the campuses of HBCUs, including Hampton University. On his visit to Hampton, Douglass wrote, "This school is too vast, too multiform, too cosmian to be grasped in a single hour. I have seen London. I have seen Edinburgh. I have seen Venice. I have seen the Colosseum. I have seen the British Museum. But I should not have seen the world if I had not seen Hampton Institute. I have seen more today of what touches my feelings, more of prophecy of what is to be, more of contrast with what has been than I have ever seen before. I feel profound pleasure, my young friends, in looking upon this glorious view, looking up to this beaming sky and thinking of the benevolent kindness, the disinterested, lofty religious sentiment out of which these buildings have sprung, out of which Huntington Hall has sprung, and all these workshops for
Sample complete. Ready to continue?